Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. This quarter is brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and remember to use the code KSN.
Welcome back to the Labatt Blue Studio, and it's quarter number four. This quarter is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week, DraftKings has a pro football promo you won't want to miss. It's simple. Just place a bet on Pittsburgh to win against Cincinnati on Sunday and get $6 for every touchdown that Pittsburgh scores. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. It is Penn State, Ohio State. We're going to give a little preview, make some predictions. Anybody
give out
has
some
any
numbers?
Bold predictions. I might have some numbers. Number eight, Penn State's number eight, 9-1 at Ohio State. Number two, 10-0, noon on Fox at the Horseshoe. Ohio State's an 18.5-point favorite. The over-under is 58. These are two top 10 teams, right? And Penn State's nearly a 3-touchdown underdog.
Yeah, but you know what? What does it tell you? They set the line right because it hasn't moved.
That's a good point.
It hasn't moved.
It hasn't moved.
If it was a bad line, you would see Penn State minus 16, minus 15. The money is coming in.
On both sides.
On both sides.
Yeah, money's coming in on both sides. So let's a little bit about Ohio State, just nuts and bolts real quick. Their closest game is 24 points. Michigan State was within 24 points, and in their very first game against Florida Atlantic, they won by 24 points. But they're killing everybody. They've outscored their 10 opponents 515-98. That's 52-10 on average. They're killing teams. But talk about their offense, and we will talk about their offense, their quarterback, their wide receivers, their running backs. The strength of this team, I think, at times, or even in a it just appears to me that's the ridiculously good defense. Number one total defense in the country. Number one scoring defense. Number one pass defense. And the number six rush defense. They will score points. They are a very good team offensively. But that defense, to me, just stands out.
Yeah, I mean, and Ross, you know, it's one thing to say. You can say if you want to that, hey, look at their schedule. They really haven't been tested. And you can debate how good the teams are they've beaten. But when you watch the highlights and when you watch how fast they are moving and you remember some of the players that are back from last year that were very good, it's pretty clear that this is a legit top three team in the country. And I just think that I was curious at the start of the year how quickly Ryan Day and Justin Fields would mesh with the offense. They returned a lot of talent. They have talent at every position. You know, they have Chase Young at one end spot.
Welcome back,
and the Chase. True freshman, is it Zach Harrison, who is the 5-star that everyone wanted? He looks like a grown man already, too. And I think they might have 3 or 4 corners that are already being eyed by the NFL. They have a plethora of wideouts. You look at the receptions. I think something like 15 different guys have caught touchdown passes. I mean, it's just impressive. It's going to take a lot for Penn State to hang with this team. But I will say this: if the game goes into the fourth quarter, I think Penn State's going to be comfortable because of what they've had to do this year against some teams. They've had to grind out some wins,
right,
in some difficult environments,
in tight spots, yeah,
against some good defenses, and they've been able to do it. So that's, I think, if you're Penn State, you want it to be a game in the fourth quarter, because I think unlike 2 years ago, you are equipped, I think, maybe do some things in the fourth quarter offensively.
This is they need to get to the fourth quarter against an offense that averages about 550 yards a game. Number one scoring offense, number one total offense. They average almost 300 yards a game on the ground. And did you know, Ross, that Ohio State has thrown exactly one interception this season? All season.
That just means they're due.
They are due. It is a statistical probability that they're going to throw one soon. On the 31 to 1 is the TD to INT ratio for Fields.
On the flip side, Penn State's allowed 711 passing yards the last two games to Tanner Morgan and Peyton Ramsey. To me, that goes...
Totally just trying to throw Ohio State off. Totally just trying to give Ohio State false confidence. How do you not see that? That they were letting them do that false confidence. It's amazing if people don't realize that. No, in all sincerity, they're very, very good. I think that... I don't know if their resume would 100% say it. Like, I don't know how you could have them over LSU resume-wise, but I think that they are the best team in the country right now.
I agree. I think they are.
Based on what I've seen, I think that they are the best team in the country. And when you look at their talent, they certainly appear to be that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, their receivers, Benjamin Victor, Austin Mack, KJ Hill, Garrett Wilson, Chris, is it Olave?
I think it's Olave, yes.
Olave. I mean, they have – we were talking earlier about Penn State needing a third receiver to step up. They have five.
They have five. Legit,
they legit have five receivers, which is really, really impressive. Really impressive. And then we know about Justin Fields. Like, the truth is – they're better at quarterback. They're more talented at quarterback, at least. They're better at running back. They're definitely better at receiver. Although, Hamler might be better than any of those guys. You know, I mean, his top end might be better than those guys. Their offensive line has been very good. We know about Chase Young. I'll just say something that kind of gives me a bad taste in my mouth, I guess. You know, Chase Young did something inappropriate, evidently, and he's out for two games, and it happens to be the Rutgers and Maryland games. Like, that just – and honestly, I'd rather he play because I'd rather if Penn State beats him, mm-hmm. it's at their full throttle and there's no excuse.
Right.
But I just don't understand that for the life of me. The timing of that is highly suspicious in every way. And then there's also something – and I know this is just the way college football is now – but there's also something a little bit weird about the Justin Fields thing. You know, that you're allowed to just transfer without sitting a year.
With the exemption.
Right. And I know the reason why he said he transferred, which I would submit to you, I think his sister still goes to school there. So, like, that's probably not a great argument. You know, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. He's playing in this game. Young's playing in this game. It's just those things make a huge – I mean, that's their two most important players, the most important player on each side of the ball. And I will say this. Their corners, Sean Wade, Jeffrey Okuda, Damon Arnett, all pros. Okuda and Wade, it's their third year for both of them. They might both be first-round picks. Okuda's going to be a top-ten pick. Both those guys were in the U.S. Army Bowl 3 years ago, and they were 6'1". 200 pounds and looked beautiful. Like, they looked like NFL corners when they were seniors in high school. And so when you look at it, Etor Gross Matos is good. Chase Young's better. Sean Clifford's good. Fields is better. Like, at almost every position, Ohio State's better. I do think we said Penn State has the edge at linebacker. But you probably could have said that at a lot of spots the last couple of years. And Penn State still should have won those games. I think Bob makes a really good point. The longer Penn State can just hang in this.
Hang in there.
And I understand, like, when you look at their scores this year and the power ratings, I understand why Ohio State has the spread is what it is. But it's pretty disrespectful when you consider Penn State's 9-1 and how Penn State's played Ohio State the last couple of years. It's pretty disrespectful that it's an 18.5 point line. It really is. Like, Penn State's better than they were last year.
Just real quick, because we only have 3 minutes, we've got to get to our picks. The case for Penn State to win the game. We've got to win the turnover battle. I mean, I know Ohio State's plus 13, number two in the country. They got to win the turnover battle. Field position's going to be huge. Gillikin and Stout, they got to force Ohio State to go
travel the
length
distance
of the field. Yeah. And in the red zone, they have to be better on offense and defense. They have to force Ohio State to answer the question, what are they going to do when adversity hits? They have to force Ohio State to answer that question. If it's going to be a slow start in the first half, it could be a boat race. They have to do it just like that. I think that's the formula for Penn State to have a shot at this game.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Do you want to make the first pick, Ross?
Sure.
Please, let's do our picks.
I think that at times you could argue that I am overly pessimistic about Penn State. I think I picked Iowa to beat them. I think I had the Michigan State game would be very close, which it wasn't. I think I did have them beating Michigan. Indiana, I think I had like almost the right score last week. I think I'm more bullish on Penn State in this game than other people are. They have played extremely well against Ohio State at times the last 3 years. They easily could have won all three of those games. I think it's a competitive game. I think it's a close game. I think Penn State rises to the occasion, and I think they hang. I think they probably lose late like they have the last couple years. But I think that this is like a 34-27, 31-24 type of game. I really like Penn State and the points.
I'm going to say 37-17 Ohio State. The thing that makes me think it's a three-possession game is I just think the defense has regressed a little bit late in the season. I wonder about their team speed and whether they're a little bit beat up given the schedule they've played. The missed tackles have been very, very that is a factor for me the last 2 weeks. And I just do not like what I've seen from John Reed and Garrett Taylor on the back end. And that's why I'm going to say 37-17.
I'm looking at Penn State's offensive line against Ohio State's defensive line. They wreck games, and Penn State's offensive line has been better. I'm looking at the Nittany Lions in that matchup, but I don't think this is a game. I'm going Ohio State 45, Penn State 17, and I don't think Sean Clifford finishes this game.
Wow.
There you go.
That's not a fair, bold prediction.
That's it from the Labatt Studio. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Penn State, Ohio State on Saturday.
Breaking news. DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.